Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, folks, and again, thanks for being here. This is our very first health education call of 2025. So I'm glad you're joining us live, and I definitely, as always, appreciate you devoting some time with us on this call. As many of you know who join regularly, this is a call that we do always the first and third Thursday of every single month. The goal, very simple, is to give you information, education, maybe some inspiration on living your life more abundantly when it comes to your health. And tonight's call will be no exception to that. In fact, I get to spend some time with a gentleman who I'd like to call a very good friend because he has been for such a long time. He's been a member of Zuma Scientific Advisory Board now for, I think, coming up. This might even be the 20th year. I'm not sure. We'll figure that out. But anyway, he is not just a member of our Scientific Advisory Board. He is absolutely a successful businessman. In fact, he is a doctor of chiropractic with a successful practice there in the great state of Delaware. But he's also a very well-versed nutritional and knowledgeable health expert, and that's why we, of course, have him on these calls. So, Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with me?
I am, Dr. Marsh. How are you this evening?
Good. I'm glad that you're here with me, and as always, I enjoy the time we get to spend together on these calls, because usually, in fact, I'm sure tonight will be one of those nights where I usually pick up new information, even though I think I got all this stuff in my head that, you know, I've learned it all, and every time I do these calls, I feel like I pick up a nugget of wisdom that I didn't know. So I have a feeling that tonight is one of those nights. So I'm looking forward to our call tonight, and it's a very timely call in terms of the topic matter because, you know, I tell you what, I feel like just about a third, at least, of the people I know are experiencing cold symptoms or flu symptoms. I know one of my friends who thinks the holistic stuff is crazy was talking about going to get their, I don't know, 40th, 50th COVID booster shot. I have no idea what it is. But all I know is that a lot of people this time of the year don't seem to be feeling 100%, so I know that you're going to be addressing that on tonight's call.
Yes, sir. And, you know, the feeling is certainly, we certainly have the Mutual Admiration Society. Don't let Dr. Marsh fool you. He knows everything I know and usually plugs in some wisdom that I don't. So it's awesome to have him as even a mentor. I consider him a mentor. But thank you all for joining us tonight, and thank you for being with us on this call of the new year. Usually I do these calls, and we'll do a call that's called the three biggest days of exercise. And I'm pretty sure you know what they are by now, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I ask you in this new year, and by the way, Happy New Year, and I hope you all had a blessed Christmas. So we're 16 days in, and my question to you is, how are you feeling? How are your family? How is your family doing? How are your friends doing? How's everybody holding up? Who has a cold or who has this? I've got patients that come in, they call it the unknown crud. They have, some of them have coughs and feel like cold symptoms, but they have no fever. So there's all these weird things, but, you know, I classify it all under the same thing, the creeping crud of the new year. And so why does it seem to hit us in the new year? How does that happen? How does the flu symptoms or whatever it is, COVID, you know, I hear that, you know, name flaring up again, and they're all over the papers and things again about, oh, let's start not only getting your COVID shot, but now we've got them down to, you know, 1 to 5 years old, which I think is absolute insanity. You know, praise God, I never did get the flu shot, and, you know, we're around a couple hundred visits each week, and so I'm not saying I never get a cold or flu symptoms, but what I am saying is drugs is not the absolute answer. And again, just as a distractor, I'm not saying I'm never for some type of medication or for some type of surgery. I believe there's a time and place. But for 80 to 90% of us in America, our wellness, our health, and again, listen to the term health. We are in a sick care delivery system, not a health care delivery system. But now the country's starting to turn toward that. There's many studies done, you know, looking at this. But over the holidays, my belief is why many of us are sick here in the first half of the new year is because, well, first of all, stress. Stress is with everyone. And what we don't do is we don't take off, you know, enough time for our own selves. I was telling Dr. Marsh, I was in a Bible study tonight, and not to get sidetracked with that, but one of the things that I think would be very good, and it'll take me quite a while to put this together, but that's why, you know, God gave us 7 days, and on the seventh day, he said he rested. Now, it's an amazing thing. I just read a book, because usually only the seventh day, the actually Sabbath keepers, believe in that theory. But there was a pastor, some of you may have heard of him, Robert Morris out of California. He has a church attendance of around 65,000 people. And I mentioned one time on one of these calls, he wrote a book called Take the Day Off. And I really believe it's most of us say the same thing I said for about 10 years when I heard about this, and that is, I absolutely, positively, there is no way I can take a day off. But I noticed as I started honoring that and started putting that to effect, it's not a thing to make you more godly, but it's a thing God gave to us because he realized way back from the beginning of time that a day of rest is critically important. And I find most people that are stressed out to the max do not have a regulated time to be off. We regulate everything else, our time for exercises, what to eat, when to eat it, blah, blah, blah. Those are us in the healthcare world. So that's just a side note. Just give that some consideration. I'd be glad to touch on that some other times. But why else are we ill, we'll call it, in this first part of the new year? Well, what I want to just sort of headline this thing is that Zuma really is not just here to help with symptoms. As a matter of fact, I would believe if we talked about our number one priority, it's not there to talk about symptoms at all. Many of the people will come to you and me and Dr. Marsh and all of us because they have XYZ symptom. But how many people come to us really because, hey, I feel, you know, not bad. I'm a little sluggish. I'm a little this, but I just want to feel, I want to be well. I want to be well year round. And that they talk to you during their wellness. And you see, that's where we want to get. That's where we want to get people because of not just about age. It has nothing to do with age. So from the business side, just for a moment, let me ask you, how many do you think you've reached your maximum potential in the business end? Are there any more people to talk to? Well, I was reading an article in one of my journals, Chiropractic Economics, and there was an article written called Immunity, Longevity, and Healthy Aging. And I thought that was kind of interesting, and it ties in very well with what Dr. Marsh was talking about tonight as we were discussing, you know, symptoms that people have during this year. But I submit, starting probably a week before Thanksgiving, many of us, me included, start getting a little bit off our nutritional routine, whatever that may be. Be it our supplements, be it what we eat or don't eat, or what we eat properly or don't eat. And so that starts and it builds up and it goes through Thanksgiving. Then we have a little slack time. And then we have Christmas and then we have New Year's back to back and we have parties. Just one thing, I went up to see my two little grandkids, eight-year-old granddaughters. And I did not take all my vitamins with me, because I thought it was such a hassle to take that many nutrients with me just for that short period of time. But boy, did I notice it not having them that period of time. Do you catch yourself not drinking as much water as you should? And, of course, the most powerful water on the planet, water with X2O in it. And so I find myself saying that, that cup of hot chocolate looks pretty good. My grandkids want, so, hey, I can't have them drink it alone. So I'll have a cup of hot chocolate with them, and I'll tally up the end of the day and my water intake is not as much as it should be. Does that sound familiar to any of you? And so think about this. If it does sound familiar to any of you out there, what about the rest of your family? What about the rest of your friends? What about people you know or don't know? How many of them fall into that category? So as I look at, you know, what creates this dis-ease that I like to call it, that left undone, the dis-ease will begin, you know, again, around the week before Thanksgiving. And the dis-ease gets worse as we move toward the new year. Then we tell ourselves we're going to, you know, man, we're going to start a new exercise program. And January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th are the three biggest days of exercise. We do that. We get ourselves all geared up for something that we're going to overdo, believe it or not, that we didn't do enough of prior to the holidays. And now we overstress ourselves or so sore after the third, fourth, and fifth, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth, we'll say we'll try anything. We won't do that again. So we've got all the breakdown nutritionally over the holidays. We've got this crescendo of excitement that's been going on because of the holidays. And then our immune system gets broken down and broken down and broken down and broken down. Our gut health gets worse. That helps us process all of our nutrients. And that dis-ease turns to disease when mid or so January comes. After 40 years of doing what I do, that's sort of my take on what happens. We talked about the marketplace, but I want you to listen to this. The connection between lifestyle, nutrition, and quality of health as we age, and it talks about the U.S. population continues to age rapidly, with about 18% or one in every six Americans 65 years old or older by 2040, 22% of the population will be 65 or older, and people age 90 and over are the fastest growing segment of America. So I want you to think about that, and I wanted to bring that up for many reasons. I'm just telling you, your marketplace is unbelievably huge, and you may not even know it. It talks about in this article, by focusing on the body's innate healing capabilities, you play a pivotal role in the healthcare continuum, enhancing immunity and promoting longevity. And I'm telling you, they're talking to doctors of chiropractic, but you need to understand that you are part of that army. You are part of the wellness army, and there's not many people like you out there, even if today is designed to be, you know, one of your first visits with what we do, understanding wellness, how it works, how to obtain it, and then more importantly, how to maintain it. You become one of those leaders and can talk to many people. And again, don't get that confused. I have dozens of people I talk to every single month about our products and program, and they, you know, very politely smile at me and say, Dr. T, you know, that really sounds good, and we're going to look into it, and I never hear from them again. You're going to have the same thing. But it's a matter of numbers, and it's more importantly a matter of your purpose. What is your purpose? Is part of your purpose to help the world look better, feel better, and live longer? And if it is, you being part, you don't need to be a doctor, you being part of the Zuma team, and when you look at that product catalog and see all that we have, the high quality of what we have, the time people like Dr. Marsh spent in investing in the understanding of how they work and how they work synergistically with other things that we take in, as well as what's really great, not good, great for our body. You're in a great place at a great time if you want to be a part of that healthcare and wellness revolution. Now, I know you're going to get that certain part of the population that talks about genetics. I have said this, what I'm about to read to you in other talks, but this I thought was put perfectly. It says, how influential are genetics in our health? And it says, some people are inherent genes that may shorten their lives or lead to early disabilities or even things like dementia. We know, for example, that carrying a variant of the apolipoprotein E4APOE, for just, it's a gene that can increase the risk of things like Alzheimer's disease. About 25% of the U.S. population carries the one copy of that gene, which roughly doubles the risk of developing Alzheimer's. Now, all that sounds, oh gosh, well, you know, may not have a chance, but then it goes on to say, your genes, though, aren't always your destiny. They may load the gun, listen to this next part, but lifestyle pulls the trigger. So people are always asking me, my father had arthritis, my grandfather arthritis, you know, am I going to have that? Or whatever else, plug in XYZ disease. And my normal comeback is, there's no way to 100% know, but here's what we do know. If you continue to do what they did, you will obviously have more likely of a chance of having what they had. So what that means is that I'm telling people, if you decide, let's say your father smoked and drank a lot, if you don't do two of those very well-known destructive factors for the body, odds are great you've just trimmed back that genetic possibility. So you see, that's a great answer for people who are living in that dimension. And again, one-sixth, or about 18%, or one in every six Americans are 65 years or older. And don't forget, I bring that up again, not because of their age. I bring that up because not only are those people interested, really interested, in how can I feel better or live longer, but they also mostly have the dollars to participate in your program, one, two, or three of your programs. to get them there. A healthy lifestyle offsets the inherited risk of the gene variant to the point where the risk is the same as not having the variant at all. So you can mitigate genetic factors with lifestyle. And I thought that was very powerful, especially for our Zuma family, not only understanding where you are and where we've been, but man, you talk about an open door. As the population, as I said, starts to get older and older, we're celebrating people's 100th birthday all the time. Now, and then talks about lifestyle changes, a look at diet and nutrition. Gee, have we ever spoken of that? We know it's extremely important, but it says diet is the most influential, is the most influential place to start. Now, I thought that to be very powerful coming out of a chiropractic journal. You would think they would say chiropractic, and I would still say that we have to balance the structure. But as we're looking at the diet nutrition portion, diet is the most important, influential place to start. It's never too late, never too late to make a dietary change that increases longevity. A recent study looked at the diets of more than, this is very powerful, 100,000 participants spanning 30 years. The participants were in their 40s when they joined the study. Now, we've talked about wellness and prevention just about every single call we do, and my colleagues that speak with Dr. Marsh, I know many of those are leaning toward that. So but this is great verification of what we've been after about why should I start now? I feel pretty good. Well, this is why. It says participants who followed the healthy diets from their 40s onward were 43 to 84% more likely to be functioning well, both physically and mentally, at age 70 compared with those who did not. The diet most likely led to healthier aging and higher intakes of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, unsaturated fats, nuts, legumes, and low-fat dairy. The ties between diet and healthy aging remain strong even when researchers accounted for physical activity and other factors. So again, we know exercise is important. I've talked about that many, many times, and we do need that as very much part of our wellness program. But these people are talking about what we do at Zuma Worldwide every single day, talking about just cleaning up your diet a little bit, watching what, you know, I don't mean be a purist, but watching what you take, and when you can't take it, take what you need, then certainly supplements are very important. They talk about some ways to support the immune system, provides balance and varied nutrition that includes plenty of good fats, polyphenols, vitamins, and trace minerals. Now, what do we have in Zuma that can help with that? Well, at the top of my list, I sort of look at Life Source. What a great source of vitamins and minerals, because you can't get all that you need. I saw an ad the other day that said it well. They say when we talk about eating fruits and vegetables every day, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I do. I eat fruits and vegetables every day. And you look, and today they had an apple. Tomorrow they have a pear. Next day they have a banana. Well, great. That is a fruit and or a vegetable, you know, carrots or whatever. But the reality is, are you getting to 7 to 12 servings? And most of us, I can say, are not. So supplementation is really the only answer that I know of. And if you're going to use that, why not use the best that we have? And if you look at our Life Source, excellent. The diet helps to maintain a healthy weight, decreases the risk of metabolic and cardiovascular diseases, reduces inflammation, and promotes a healthy gut microbiome. Now, where have we heard that? Dr. Marsh has spoken about this many, 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 many times. And some of our programs, our probiotics that we have, it's excellent. I take one every night. And our 365 Zion 365, what a great product. And again, I use it as a filler and part of my lunch. I mix that up at lunchtime, take it on an empty stomach, and then, you know, have a little something with it after that. But it's a great program to help keep the gut mobility clean and yet fed, because these nutrients that we're putting in our body, yes, they have to get in the cell, but they have to be metabolized also. They talk about protein. Older adults should consider adding more high-quality protein to their diets to support, guess what, the immune system. Now, they talk about diets like the Mediterranean diet, and that's, I'm not going to get off on that. That's for you to look at. But what I am going to say is, what a better source of what do we have to metabolize, in Zuma than metabolize? A very high-quality protein that you can use as a supplement for breakfast or lunch or dinner, however you choose to use it. But, you know, we've always gone to Metabolize as a weight loss product, and that's great. It does, I mean, it's designed for that, and that's what it's for. But those of you that are on the thinner side, don't be afraid. In my opinion, this is just me, not Zuma speaking. But and what I've looked at and what I understand is the need for protein, the building blocks of our body. You could also have a protein shake daily to really help with your protein intake if you're not taking it. And your body absolutely needs it. But again, what happens with most of us, we get in a hurry, we're hungry. And again, I'm speaking not only to the choir, I'm as my finger's pointing to you, I've got four pointing back to me because I've done it many times. I get in a hurry, I'm hungry, I grab something fast that probably has zero protein rather than taking the time to have some cheese or something of the value when I could just, when I've got that protein shake sitting right on my counter and I could mix that up. So don't be afraid to use that for your protein. And again, your gut health, we talked about the probiotics and the Zyme 365. Silvermax, what a great way. I start my day every day because, you know, we talk about this time of year, there's all this stuff we do to ourselves, but the germ factor is just explosive this time of year, especially if you're around kids or parents or brothers or sisters who teach. It seems to me every time, you know, every week I've got a teacher that's down because they've been around the little kids that, you know, they wipe their nose with their hand and they grab your hand and hold it and you scratch your eye. Next thing you know, you're infected or you've got COVID or you've got whatever the, XYE disease is for today. So using Silvermax is definitely going to help with your immune system as you're trying to progress forward. So, again, our multivitamin and minerals include, it talks about people with high levels of omega-3 fatty acids live almost 5 years longer than those with the lowest levels. Low omega-3 levels can also increase the risk of sarcopenia or age-related muscle loss. So, look at our omega-3s. We have some of the best in the industry, so why not be on top of it? Some final thoughts in this article, they talk about you play a pivotal role, and by you, again, they're talking about doctors and chiropractic, but I'm adding you guys into the fold because without what you do, it's very, very, very important. You don't, I think most of you don't. Sometimes you think you're relegated to a salesperson for vitamins. Well, first off, you're either selling or buying every day something. If you don't buy from you, you're going to buy from somebody because you need these nutrients. So why not get them? The best quality that you know that are certified good on the marketplace and buy them at a very reasonable cost because you're a member. So don't be afraid to get on your vitamins and look through all of that booklet of all the things we have. So you as a Zuma member play a vital role in the healthcare continuum, particularly in enhancing, listen to this, the immunity and promoting longevity by focusing on the body's innate, your inborn healing, I call it the God-given healing capabilities. So what we want to do is, you know, incorporate non-invasive techniques that support your immune system. And I get back to the beginning of my talk. I spoke about, yes, there is a place and time for medication. Some people have let their bodies go way too long without taking care of, and the body is, you know, right before your eyes breaking down. I've seen people, I had a lady, I've spoken many times, all she did, now she was 80, but still in today's times, 80 should be like, you should feel like you're middle age, in my opinion. So, but she just stepped out of her bathtub, did not slip, did not fall, nothing, just stepped down, and she heard this pop, and she was in excruciating pain. What had she done? Compression fracture of the lumbar spine. Now, you understand, the day before, she was in my office and felt just as good as you and I did. So what happens? It's the old final straw that broke the camel's back. That the calcium in her system, her gut health probably wasn't processing well enough to process the calcium. Her magnesium wasn't getting carried through the system, carrying the calcium to help rebuild and regenerate the bone. So that bone had gone into a thing called osteopenia, which is softening. It almost looks like a Swiss cheese effect, but you have no symptom. And we've talked about it a million times. It ain't about the symptom. It's about the situation. It's about how is your body responding? Is it well? It doesn't mean you have no pain. The question is it well? I feel good, therefore I must be healthy. I have no pain, I must be okay. It's probably the greatest lie told to us in healthcare. They talked to, remember, in the beginning of this talk, I talked to you about this study they did has been going on over 30 years. 30 years they were watching these people. And that's, and then all of a sudden now they're finding at this age, at 70, they're now much more healthy than 90% of the other Americans their age. Why? Because they worked on the preventative. They stood on that prevention stage and tried to do the best they could. I didn't say perfect. I said the best they could. And because of that, now today, we have 77.5 years is the average person in the U.S. can expect to live. So to me, that sounds awfully young, but again, that is average, and there are lots of people older than that. But you look at some people who are 80, they're barely moving. I see other people that are 80, they're still very involved. I go to them for consultation for things that I need to know, and they're just as sharp, they're just as literate, they can speak and articulate as well as you can speak to me today. And but yet you take other people that, you know, they're 70 and they don't even know, you know, what you ends up. So it's all about what you have done and know. You know, it's like being a Christian almost. It's everybody thinks because you're a Christian, your life is perfect and everything is good. I'm not saying that. And I know that's not the truth. And nor do I know just because you take all these nutrients and do all the right things, are you going to live every day totally healthy, totally perfect, totally perking at 100% all the time. But what I do know, I use the age 26. I know Dr. Marsh is a few days past the age 26. And yet you talk about one of the most vibrant, healthy people that I know of for people. He beats a lot of people a lot younger that I see in my office every day of what he can do and what his thought process is. Why? He didn't just wake up yesterday off coming off drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and being 50 pounds overweight and never exercising. And today that just miraculously happened. He paid his dues, and his dues were each day. And that's what I'm challenging you for this new year. Let this be part of you want a New Year's resolution? Throw out most all of them because they're no good. But decide to take baby steps. And yes, it's frustrating because everybody wants to lose that 50 pounds tomorrow. Everybody wants to look as fit as they did when they're in their 20s in 3 days. But it just does not work like that. It takes time and it takes dedication. I have a lady, 70 years old. She's in closing. She's in my office. She was just involved in a car accident. She's very active. She has her own catering company. She does some other outside work for an office. Very busy lady. Very, very, very active. Sometimes drives me crazy. Runs around faster than, you know, I do. And she was in this auto accident. So I'm treating her now, and I had her do a thing called a corner wall push-up. And just imagine standing up facing the corner, your arms are extended, keeping your chin over your chest and trying to go all the way down. Most of you on here could do that with not a problem in the world. But for her, I could only get her to go halfway down before the pain started. So I put her on a regime of three half push-ups a day for 2 days until I saw her again. She came in 2 days later. She was in so much pain, she couldn't even move. I said, what the heck? What did you do? Well, I didn't do anything. Well, what I did was, you know, you said go about halfway, but I pushed to three quarters because I was feeling pretty good, and I did six instead of three. Well, you see, to you out there, any of you could do six with no problem, but she had to start in her place, which was what I tried to tell her. And so, because she thought she felt better and was going to take more of a quantum jump, she ended up putting herself backwards. So that's all I'm saying to you all. You will get frustrated if you take on two, Dr. T was right. I'm going to start, man, tomorrow I'm going to have a 2 mile run. I'm going to do 20 push-ups and 20 sit-ups, and I'm going to drink 14 gallons of water, and I'm going to do all this stuff, take all these vitamins. Man, you'll be calling me end of the week sicker than a dog and feeling horrible, because you have to find your baseline, not my baseline. not Dr. Ken's baseline, not something false out there that says you're this age and you should run a mile and a half this many minutes. That's all bogus stuff. It's not for you. You're not ready for that now. You're at your level. So start tomorrow with the most powerful water on the planet, X2O. Start with guaranteeing yourself that you're going to move toward, listen to me, moving toward half your body weight in ounces of water a day. But tomorrow, my goal is to take one of those 25-ounce X2O bottles that are BPA approved. I'm going to take about 2 to 4 to 10 ounces of water in the morning, shake it up, and then drink it down like a power shot, and I'm going to fill up that bottle. And my goal is today, by the end of the day, just drink one bottle. And then once you can do that comfortably for 2 or 3 days, then drink one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Slowly increase, because if you don't, you're going to be like my girl who wants to give up on any exercise program. Guys, I've taken too much of your time. I thank you so much for your time. You guys are awesome. Help me, help us, help Zuma. Stay and become, if you're not already, but stay part of the warriors that we need for Zuma Worldwide. And I think people like the RFK, who's going to be working with President Trump, he is going to open a lot of doors for us to make more sense to people in masses. They're going to be looking for people like us. So with that, Dr. Marshall, I'm going to, sorry to take a little extra time, but I want to turn it back to you now.
No, obviously, Dr. T, great information tonight and great way to start our series of calls this year in 2025. And, you know, again, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we end up with a health situation here in the early part of the year, probably because a lot of what we did, or more importantly, maybe didn't do during the holiday season. And sadly, a lot of people don't look at that as being the cause. They just think, well, it's just cold and flu season, and this is just what happens. Well, the reality is it can be prevented. And I think a lot of people, especially Zuma members, would beg to differ that, hey, there's no guarantee you have to be sick, you know, in this time of the year. And so I'm living proof of that myself. I have been around lots of sick people, as you have, and have not caught a thing. And I credit my healthy habits, especially my Zuma supplements, to a big reason why that is. So, guys, if you've been listening tonight, I hope the information is something that you'll not only intake for yourself, for your family, I hope it's information that you'll be able to use and share with others. And, of course, we make that very easy because this call has been recorded, just like all of them, so that you can just go right into your Zuma website, log in to your members section, pick out any of the call links that you want, and share them with anybody you would like. And that's part of the goal when we do these calls, is so that they're shareable and you can share this information with somebody you care about. So as always, Dr. T, appreciate you sharing your time and talent with us on this call tonight. Thanks for your contributions, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. And everybody have an awesome new year.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening in tonight. Remember, first and third Thursday. So join us again in February, first Thursday of the month. We'll have another great call lined up. So until then, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.